brothers and sisters, to increase your iman. Read the miracle, recite the Quran. Recite it every day and do read it loud. The verses of Quran are all Muslims' pride. This miracle was revealed over a long time span, sent from Allah to an angel, then to a man. That man was Muhammad, the best of creation.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Praise be to Allah alone, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May the best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Dear viewers everywhere, welcome to a new episode of Correct Recitation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we also like to welcome our guests in the studio, Sheikh Ismail, as usual. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us. And our brother Smir from Bosnia, and Muhammad from a fairly new country called Mount Negro, am I right? It's a country that declared its independence from Yugoslavia almost 2 years back, right? Thank you for joining us. And Khalid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Great. Inshallah, in the beginning, let me remind you with our phone numbers for those who would like to join us, because right after we give the tafsir of this chapter, chapter Al-Balad, we'll be happy to take your phone calls immediately, inshallah. Area code 002-0238-555-248 or 249. And without any further ado, Sheikh Ismail, please recite for us Surah Al-Balad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلك مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة.
ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. May Allah bless you and your family. A beautiful recitation, mashallah, and I hope the viewers were able to catch the application of some of the rules of Tajweed which we studied through listening to the beautiful recitation of Sheikh Ismail. Surah Al-Balad is a Makki surah, and it consists of 20 verses. Makki, it was revealed during the Meccan era. And in this surah, once again, Allah begins by an oath. He has sworn by Al-Balad. Once the word Al-Balad is mentioned by itself, it refers immediately to the city of Mecca, the most sacred place on earth. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, in the sound hadith, indeed, Allah have made Mecca sacred on the day that He created the heavens and the earth. So it has been made sacred by the sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has been known even before the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Meccan pagans believed that this place is sacred. If any person wanted to seek shelter or to save himself, he would just rush to the Kaaba, to the sanctuary of the Kaaba. So the murderer, nobody will be able to touch him, not unless if he leaves his sanctuary. So this place which has been made sacred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was just a desert and some scattered mountains here and there. What made it sacred? Allah the Almighty made it sacred by choosing this place for Adam to build Allah's ancient house, or the place of worship. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So the place has been made sacred and blessed because of Al-Kaaba. وَأَنْتَ حِلٌّ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you're free from sins, or from any sin. He's addressing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously, pertaining 1 hour. 1 hour that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to conquer Mecca. And this sacredness was suspended for this one single hour during Fathu Mecca. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the same hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made it lawful for me to fight in it for 1 hour of one day. Then after that, its sanctity or sacredness has been restored. So no one can claim that, well, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered it lawful to fight because of this or this or that. That means it has been always sacred except only for this one single hour for a reason. I also recall, and you can review this in the beautiful book of Al-Rahiq al-Makhtum, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approaching Mecca to conquer it, he concealed his journey. Most of the army of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10,000 Muslims, have no clue that they are about to enter Mecca. For one reason, to minimize and reduce the bloodshed to as possible as it can be. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam managed to achieve his goal. When he gave the banner of Muslims to one of his companions, then he declared it saying, Al-Yawmu Yawmun Malhama. Today is the day of fight and bloodshed. He was very aggressive. So one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ ran to him and said, O Messenger of Allah, such and such said, Al-Yawmu Yawmun Malhama. So Nabi ﷺ hurried to him and said, give me the banner. And he gave it to somebody else and said, Bali Al-Yawmu Yawmul Marhama. Rather, today is the day of compassion and mercy, not the day of fight. So, Mecca is the sacred house, is the sacred place, the most sacred place on earth. Obviously, Al-Madinah as well is a sacred city, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham, invoked Allah to make Mecca a sacred place. And indeed, Allah responded to his dua and he made it sacred. لا يعضد شجرها, meaning he cannot uproot any of its trees. You cannot break any of its trees, nor can you remove any of its grass. It is to that extent. Those of you who happen to visit Mecca or Al-Madinah, you see the pigeons, the birds, and animals are very safe and secure. They sit next to you, they fly right on top of your heads, and none of them is afraid because it's a very, very sacred place. وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد. الله سبحانه وتعالى has sworn by the place, the dwelling place for certain people, which is Mecca, the mother of all cities, as he did in Surah At-Tin wa Zaytun, when he said, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ, by confirming this is the sacred and safe city. Here he said, also he sworn by the father, the begetter, and that which he begot, by Adam alayhi salam, and by his offspring. So by the place, and by those who dwelled or lived in that place. Who created them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who gave Mecca its sacredness? It is Allah the Almighty. Who made it easy for Adam alayhi salam to have such an extended offspring? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he said, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. The word kabad could carry two meanings, or one of two meanings. It initially means, verily we have created man in toil or hardship. From the very beginning to end, we're in hardship, in tests and trials. Rest is only in heaven. Whenever non-Muslims, they say about, or non-believers say about their deceased that he's in heaven or he's resting, that is not true. Because rest is only in heaven, and heaven is only secure for those who believe in Allah, in His oneness, and in the message of all of His prophets, and follow His commands and the teachings of His prophets. So rest is only in heaven, and the word kabad could mean hardship in pregnancy, during delivery, in breastfeeding, in developing the digestive system and all other systems within the baby, then even in growing the teeth, developing the teeth or the molars, there is hardship in that. I remember every time that my child would have a new tooth, that the whole house is at high alert, and we give him analgesics and antipyretics, etc. Why? Because he's just growing a new tooth. So there is a hardship. In every footstep in our life, there is toil and hardship. In working in order to earn our living, in working hard in order to receive salvation on the Day of Judgment, in order to enter paradise, and in order to be saved from the fire of hell. أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَن يَقَدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Before I go to the next verse, the other meaning of the word كَبَد could also mean that indeed we've created man in the best stature. Look at his beautiful creation. Yet, after all of that, he is not grateful enough to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his countless blessings and unlimited benefits and bounties on him. In verse number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reminding every mankind and human being, أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَن يَقَدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. Do you think that none can overcome you? Do you think that because you have a fat bank account, and you have plenty of assets and wealth, and you have your checkbook ready, you can write whatever you want, you feel independent and self-sufficient? That should not deceive you from the fact that you are very weak, fragile, and vulnerable. And how weak is insan? وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. It's a very simple, small virus can turn this humongous person into nothing. And the actual value before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُؤْتَى بِالرَّجُلِ الْعَظِيمِ السَّمِينِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةً. Somebody who's very wealthy, very prosper in this life, everybody used to pay him the due respect. People would even bow down before him. He was a big shot. Azim, great. Sameen, fat, huge, muscular. On the Day of Judgment, he would not even equal the wing of a fly. He would be worthless. Why? Because this size was nothing. The size has gone with the wind. The wealth, the health, the pleasure of this life is gone. What really counts whether before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this person was good and righteous or not. يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالًا لُبَدًا. He brags, I have spent abundantly. What, in what? In challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In supporting the aggressors. In paying people to hinder the believers from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spreading corruption and mischief on earth. In drinking. in gambling. These are all illegal means of spending and ways to spend the wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind him in the next verse. And when I say him, it means every one of us, every human being. Do you then think that no one can see you? أَيَحْسَبُ أَن لَّن يَرَهُ أَحَدٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means, do you think that Allah is not watchful over you? Do you think that Allah cannot see you even behind closed doors? So let me remind you with one thing. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Who gave you the two eyes? Who made you able to see? It is Him. So if He gave you the ability of seeing and the sight, is definitely able to see behind closed doors and see exactly what you do, whether in dark or light. وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ. You think you're outspoken and you can argue and challenge Allah and the believers? Who give you the tongue? Who give you the lips? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the third question. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And overall, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom, when He created us, He've shown us the two ways. النجدين. It is dual of نجد, the way or path. What are the two ways? The good and the bad. Have shown us the path of الشيطان. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Have shown us the good and the bad. And warned us against following the path of الشيطان. فَلَقَتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ. The word al-aqabah means the obstacle or the steep. What does it mean? It means after all the senses and the guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hidayat al-irshad, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equipped us with, yet mankind or most of mankind have not really made an effort to cross that obstacle. What obstacle? That is the obstacle which is standing between us and entering heaven. This obstacle is fulfilling some good deeds, such as in verse number 13, فَكُّ رَقَبَةً, which is freeing the slaves. That has been revealed more than 1400 years ago, freeing the slaves. There is a difference between فك and عتق. عتق is to buy completely from your own wealth, a slave and setting free. And الفك is to assist others or to participate in freeing a slave neck. أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة, or giving food in a day of hunger or famine. يتيما ذا مقربة, to an orphan near of kin. أو مسكينا ذا متربة, or an extremely poor person who is afflicted with misery. And the word ذا متربة means that he is in a miserable poverty condition to the extent that he is adhering to the dirt. He has nothing. He owns nothing in this life but the dirt from a turab. أو مسكينا ذا متربة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counted several practical actions that if you do, you truly prove that you've chosen the straight path and the right way. And you stayed away from the wrong way. You stayed away from the shaitan and his whispers. So the aqaba, which is standing between us and entering heaven, is certain takalif, certain acts that if you do, you cross it, you're saved. And that's why Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, once came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amalin idha amiltuhu adkhalani al-jannah wa ba'adani 'anil nar. Aw dullani ala amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah wa yuba'iduni min al-nar. Guide me to an act that if I do, it will bring me closer to heaven and it will take me further away from fire. And this is basically the ultimate goal of every believer, to stay away from fire and into heaven. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Surah Ali Imran. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before answering Mu'adh's very important question, he said, Ya Mu'adh, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you've inquired about a great matter. It's very important and it's very great. Yet, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. But it is very easy and simple to achieve if Allah makes it easy for you. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahi lal jannatu aqrabu ila ahadikum min shiraki na'lih, wan naru mithlu dhalik." By Allah, heaven is nearer to any of you than your own shoelace. And by the way, the fire of hell is like that as well. So if you want to enter heaven, it's simple. You have to work for it, and Allah will assist you in that regard. ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. So doing the previous righteous acts in addition to believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, joining the believers in their faith, and enjoining one another to patience, and enjoining one another to mercy and compassion. These are very important traits of the believers. As in Surah Al-Asr, every man is in loss except those who do believe, do good righteous deeds, and enjoin one another to وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Enjoin one another to the truth, and enjoin one another to patience. So, when you examine those verses, you realize that in every single verse in the Qur'an, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the believers with heaven and salvation on the Day of Judgment, He never said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and that's it. He did not say, only those who believe shall enter heaven. No, rather He says, آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. آمَنُوا and did good righteous deeds. لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّمَنِّي. Belief is not just by wishing or longing to be a believer. What have you done to prove that you're a believer? Remember when I said once, an American lady stopped me as I was driving back from the gym on Sunday morning, and she said, "Wait a minute." I rolled down the window, and she said, "I have good news for you. Jesus loves you." Well, and I said, "And I love Him too." But the question is, whom does Jesus love? That is the point. He loves those who truly believe in Him as a messenger. He loves those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow His command. It is not by mere saying that we truly believe, but belief with the tongue, belief settles in the heart, and belief is interpreted into actions. Such people who fulfill those conditions and terms, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. Such people are the people of the right hand, the right side. What does it mean? Well, in several verses before in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that on the Day of Judgment, people will be divided into two parties, two categories. أهل اليمين وأهل الشمال. فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه. Those who receive the record in the right hand side. That means, that's a sign that they are saved. They are among the dwellers of heaven. While those who receive the record of their good of their deeds in their left hands, that's an indication that they are among the dwellers of fire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. That's why you will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَهْ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهْ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَةِ. Those who receive the record of their deeds in their left-hand side will regret and will say that we wish we were not even created. My wealth, my power vanished, did not avail me an art. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, right away, on the other hand, He says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا هُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. While those who disbelieved in our verses, in our evidences, in our proofs, will be the people of أهل الشمال, who receive the record of their deeds in their left-hand side. May Allah protect us and not make us amongst them ever. Ameen. There are those on the left hand, the dwellers of hell, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. عَلَيْهِمْ نَارٌ مُؤْصَدَةٌ. The fire will be shut over them. They will be in enveloped, surrounded with fire, and there is no way out. There is no windows to the outside. I want to say one thing before we wrap it up with the tafsir of this surah, that no believer shall abide in hell eternally. And no disbeliever shall ever see heaven at all. What does it mean? It means, for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will lack him behind in their good deeds, or committed many sins, or disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may be punished for their sins, but they will not stay eternally in hell. While those who disbelieved in the oneness of Allah, they belied his prophets, and they did not obey him in this life, disbelievers are not subject of forgiveness at all, and they shall abide in fire eternally. May Allah protect us and show us a straight path, and help us to remain steadfast on it. Brothers and sisters, a short break, and we'll return back inshaAllah with the practice of reading this beautiful surah, Surah Al-Balad. So please, stay tuned.
Recite it every day and do read it loud.
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
إن الحمد
Story of Hajj.
This program is not about the rituals of Hajj, rather about the story that is behind each ritual of Hajj. The tawaf around the Kaaba has a story. The sacrifice has a story. The sa'i between Safa and Marwa has a story. The sacrifice of Ibrahim to his son has a story. Standing in the mountain of Arafah has a story. This program is not devoted only to those who are going to Hajj, also to those who are staying at home. Now, he is to call his father to Islam, to monotheism. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his only son. Another test.
Join Imam Karim Abu Zaid in his program, Story of Hajj, as he takes us on a journey through the life of Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and teaches us the history behind each ritual of Hajj.
Huda, a light in every home.
Labayk Allahumma labayk.
The Spirit of Hajj. Join Sheikh Ma'in Khusa as he speaks about the true essence of Hajj, its meaning, and the wisdom behind its rituals.
Hajj, brothers and sisters, has great virtues which have been narrated to us by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever performs Hajj for the sake of Allah and therein utters no evil nor commits any evil act would return from his Hajj as the day his mother gives birth to him. That is, he would return pure from sins as if he was just born. Al-Eid is even a larger gathering of Muslims in the same town.
All of these and more in the spirit of Hajj.
Huda, a light in every home.
Recite it every day and do read it loud.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. A reminder of our phone numbers, area code 002-0238-555-248 or 249. We'll be happy to take your phone calls immediately, inshallah. And we'll begin by practicing here in the studio with the Samir, Surah Al-Balad. And we will go also to Surah Al-Shams, inshallah, azajal. These are the two chapters which we'll practice today, inshallah, azajal. We already have Brother Ali from the United Arab Emirates. And inshallah we'll resume with you, Samir. Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Ali?
Fine, great. Alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for asking. Surah Al-Balad, please, Ali.
Okay, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. La aqsimu bihadha al-balad. Wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد
علي
yes.
ما شاء الله very good. What about the قلقلة by the end of every ayah? You have plenty of قلقلة by the end of every ayah, and it was very obvious in Sheikh Ismail's recitation. So your recitation is beautiful. Put emphasis on the قلقلة, on the dal, by the end of the previous four or five verses. لا أقسم بهذا البلد. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I start from the beginning or?
That would be fine.
What?
That would be fine.
Oh, okay. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد.
دغنا two counts. أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد.
أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَةِ.
There is no tafkim in the neither the fa nor the lam or the alif. So it is فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ. But I believe in order for you, in order to prepare for the qaf, you apply tafkim to the lam as well.
فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ.
دَرَاءَ يَا عَلِي. Okay. Dara is mufakhama, is fat because of the zabar, the fatha. وَمَا أَدَرَا رَا رَا كَ.
Okay. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَكَبَةِ فَكُّ رَكَبَةِ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَصْوَبَةِ.
مَسْ غَابَةِ. It's a scene.
أو إطعام في يوم ذي مصغبة.
Okay. أو إطعام في يوم ذي مصغبة.
Okay. أو إطعام في يوم ذي مصغبة.
مس. There is no ma in the Quran or in the Arabic alphabet at all. There is no ma. Rather it is ma. مس غابة.
مس غابة. Okay. أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا مطربة.
مت. It is تاء not طاء. مت رابة.
مت. Okay. أو مسكينا ذا مطربة. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواسوا بالصبر وتواسوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة.
Thank you, Ali. Jazakallah khairan. Abdul Salam has been waiting from United Arab Emirates. Assalamu alaikum, Abdul Salam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Go ahead and recite Surah Al-Shams, please.
Inshallah.
The following Surah.
Al-Shams.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها.
This verse again.
والنهار إذا جلاها.
Okay, نون and ها very thin. والنهار.
والنهار إذا جلاها. والليل إذا.
Where are you from, عبد السلام? Where are you from originally?
I'm here.
Where? Where are you from originally?
I come here, clear.
Okay. Your country, where are you from originally? Okay.
From UAE.
Okay. I want to hear this ayah again. Verse number 3. وَالنَّهَارِ
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا.
Continue.
وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورُهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
Repeat the ayah again, please. فألهمها
فألهمها فجورها وتقواها.
Now we're talking دراء has a فتحة not ضمة. فألهمها فجورا را فجورها وتقواها.
فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من ذك.
Very obvious qalqala on the dal. Qad. Qad aflaha.
Aflaha man zakkaha. Wa qad khaba man dassaha. Kadzabat thamud bi taghwaha. Idhan ba'atha ashqaha. فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها.
Look at it again, Ali, please. فقال لهم رسول الله.
رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها.
A vowel can change the meaning completely. A subject in Arabic would carry the vowel hesh or dhamma, while a direct object will carry the vowel zabar or fatha. So you can imagine the vowel would change the word from a subject to a direct object or vice versa. Okay, continue.
فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا ولا يخاف عقباها.
بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خيرا. For everybody, I would like to comment on the إخفاء, which is الشفوي in the example ربهم بذنبهم, then followed by إقلاب in the word بذنبهم. If the ميم, the non-vowel ميم, is followed by one letter, which is the باء, then the حكم is إخفاء شفوي, because we conceal the ميم and we apply the ghunnah to counts. Then, right after the two counts of the ghunnah, we collapse the two lips, or the two lips would come in contact to pronounce the ba. Because the articulation point of the ba is the meeting of the two lips, the upper and lower, ab, 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 right? The outer part, ab. While in the case of the mim, it is am. But when we conceal the meem, then we're not supposed to recite it from its articulation point. It will be concealed, ikhfa. And that's why we say, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ. And in the case of al-iqlab, originally it's a noon sakina, followed by ba. So what we do is, we convert the noon into a meem, then we do with the meem what we did in the case of al-ikhfa' al-shafawi. We conceal the meem, we apply the ghunna, two counts, one, two, al-ghunna from the nasal, or al-khashum, then we pronounce the letter ba. So once again I will say, فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها. Okay, Smir. No. As a matter of fact, we have another caller. Would you allow me? Okay. Brother Jihan from United Arab Emirates. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How about you, Sheikh?
Great. Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. Well, since we are surrounding the Book of Allah and we're studying the Word of Allah, then we are indeed the best conditions. What could be better than being surrounded by the angels, having Allah's mercy and tranquility descend upon us? And as we're discussing the meaning of the verses of Allah and reading His verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud of us before His angels in the heaven. Tayyib, go ahead and recite Surah Al-Shams again.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wash-shamsi wa duhaha. Wal-qamari idha talaha. والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يخشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس
وما طحاها
وما طحاها.
Okay, we need to separate or extract the ha from any other letter.
Okay.
It has its own articulation point. You should not confuse it with the ha, right?
Yeah.
So say, وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا.
وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا.
Great.
وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا.
Ya Jihan,
yes.
There is a difference between the ta and the ta, right?
Okay.
Look at the last word you read and listen to me when I say بِتَغْوَاهَا. It sounds like I read it as a ta. And it is.
Yeah.
But that's wrong. The right is to read it as a ta. Ta is fat. And it is one of the letters of isti'la, while the ta is very thin. And that's why we have two letters, ta and ta. So we say, bi-ta-gwa-ha.
Ta-gwa-ha.
No, again, bi-ta, ta, ta.
Ta-gwa-ha.
Hmm.
Izin ba'atha ashqaha. فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها كذبت
فكذبوه
فعقروها فذمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها.
Again, separate the ha from any other traces of any other letter. فَسَوَّاهَا
فَسَوَّاهَا.
Great.
Okay. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا.
Okay. The ya. When you want to call your dad or anybody, you say ya. Or you say ya.
Ya.
Right?
Okay.
So, وَلَا يَخَافُ وَلَا يَا خَا. The ya is very thin, while the kha is harf of the tafkhim letters.
Okay.
But The tajweed is to give every letter its right and its due characteristic. So, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقُبَاهَا
وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقُبَاهَا.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Brother Tayyib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
I'm good.
Surah al-Shams again, please.
Okay, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذب الثمود بتغواها.
Everything is beautiful, but the ta, you read it as ta. كذبت ثمود بتغواها.
Okay. كذبت ثمود بتغواها.
بطاء. What about this? Listen to it from Sheikh Ismail.
كذبت ثمود بطغواها.
You hear that? بطغواها. بطاء.
Okay, كذبت ثمود بطغواها.
Excellent. You got it. ما شاء الله.
إذا انبعث أشقاها.
يا طيب.
نعم.
Where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Okay, and originally?
Originally, right now I'm calling from Cairo, but I'm from Somalia.
This is what I thought. MashaAllah, beautiful recitation. Idhim ba'atha.
Okay. Idhim ba'atha ashqaha. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقِيَاهَا.
Seen and sad. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. رَسُولُ. Huh?
فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ.
That's a sad. That's an obvious sad. رَسُولُ. What do you think? رَسُول. That's a sad.
رَسُولُ.
رَسُولُ. سُو. سُو.
فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فأقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
جزاكم الله خيرا. Unfortunately, I'll not be able to entertain any further more phone calls. Samir, go ahead.
الشمس
نعم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها.
جزاك الله خيرا سمير. I really wanted to hear Muhammad. I haven't had a chance to listen to his recitation.
Okay.
Muhammad, please. Yeah. Continue.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بالطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
جزاك الله خيرا. خالد, verse number 11. كذبت ثمود بطغواها. To the end.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
جزاك الله خيرا يا خالد. Thank you all so much. May Allah bless you all. And dear brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us today. This is all the time we got for us in this episode. And inshallah, until next week and next time, we leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to protect you all. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sisters, to increase your iman, read the miracle, recite the Quran, recite it every day and do read it loud. The verses of Quran are all Muslims' pride. This miracle was revealed over a long time span, sent from Allah to an angel, then to a man. That man was Muhammad, the best of creation. We were chosen to be part of his nation. He gave us a message, and that was Islam. So read this miracle, recite the Quran.